Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Welcome to Coatesville Connection. Well, we continue with our series with Father Antonio, speaking on the spirituality of gratitude. We'll pick up where we left off last month. Welcome, Father Antonio.
Thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here once again.
Let's start with a prayer before we begin our lesson.
Of course. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When I say that I believe in God, I'm saying that believing in God means that I have to follow some rules. But these rules, the basics, are already in my nature, right? The natural law. I cannot kill. And that's something that any human being would say. I cannot kill someone. What is the thing here? That I live without God. I have no reference. I live as I was God. I determine what is good and what is wrong,
yes,
by my own. And here comes the problem. The destruction of our society, of family, first of myself. Because if I think then to lie is good for me, I'm harming myself. This is bad for family. In this context, what do we have to do? We have to announce, we have to say, God loves you. And you're important for Him. Look at how much He loves you. And this touches hearts.
Mm.
And this changes hearts. Instead of saying, you can go to hell, that's real. I'm not saying that that doesn't exist.
Mm.
But instead of saying or insisting only on, if you don't this, you can go to hell, or if you do this, you can go to heaven, this is not attractive. If I say, look at Jesus Christ, look at how He has loved you. Gratitude is a response that includes the other motivations, because these motivations are human.
Yes, right.
And they're good for us.
Right.
Before the presence of God, I cannot behave as if He was my body, my friend. And here comes the gift of holy fear. The holy fear, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the holy fear. And then also, why not? I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. There is a poem in Spanish. I don't know if I'm going to be able to translate it in English. But there is a poem, beautiful poem, that says, even if hell doesn't exist, I want to fear you. Even if heaven doesn't exist, I want to love you. In Spanish would be, aunque no hubiera infierno, te temiera, y aunque no hubiera cielo, yo te amara.
Hmm.
Well, I tried to do my best by translating it.
No, it's very good. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's pure love.
That's pure love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was written by a Spanish woman.
Mm.
You know, woman has a more profound sense of things. Then gratitude saves us because it shows us what is going good in our lives. Sometimes we get depressed. Gratitude heals us because it shows us what is going good in our lives. When you are focused only on what is going wrong, you are a person that is always complaining. You are a person that is not happy with anything. You are a person that is alone because no one wants to live with someone that's complaining all the time. And you're a person that gets depressed very easily. Because you feel your life as a shame and not as a blessing. What gratitude does is to show you what's going good in your life. Look at your husband. He has defects, but he has many other virtues. Mm-hmm. Give thanks for those virtues. Mm-hmm. Give thanks for his example. You have your kids. They're not perfect. That's right. But you had the opportunity to have your children in your womb. Mm-hmm. You know what is to be a mother. You know what is to feel the joy of having a creature in you. And that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. You can breathe. You have health. You can love. You can have a trip. You can wonder of the beautiful things on earth. Gratitude heals you. If you only focus on what is going wrong, you're going to be the most disgraced person in this world. And you know, even you're going to give thanks for the problems, the difficulties. Because you're going to see that without that problem, without that difficult, I couldn't have reached to what I am right now. Thank you, Lord. And this attitude before your problems gives you joy, peace, and makes you to be able to smile. When I was visiting a parishioner, and she had cancer. She passed away very recently. And I was talking to her, and she told me, "Father, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to God, to my beautiful family, to my daughter because she takes care of me, to my husband that has to support me or that has to bear me." I'm so grateful. And she was in pain. But she could be able to say, "I'm happy. I'm really happy. Even if I'm having this problem." Because she was able to look at the good side of the thing. You know, every end of the year, every 31st of December, I, 1 hour before 12 o'clock, I go to pray, and I start to give thanks. First, I ask for forgiveness. Then I give thanks. And you know, always the same. Tears start to come out from my eyes. Because you know what? I feel loved. I feel fortunate. I feel blessed. Even if I know that I have suffered a lot during that year. But I could be able to look at the good things. And this is the power of gratitude is that it helps you to open your eyes and to be just with you. Because you are not a trash. You are not a mess. You have bad things, but you do have very good things. It it opens your heart, your eyes to look at the good things that others have. Your husband, your neighbor, your family, even your country. And that's how gratitude starts a healing process in your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can see we can look at the motives of our thanksgiving, because in order to be grateful, we must know for what I have to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
For certain, maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me, your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be that you are my forever love, and you are watching over me from up above? Fly me up to where you are, beyond a distant star. Faith believing all power can't be seen. As my heart holds you just one beat away, I cherish all you gave me every day. 'Cause you are my forever love, watching me from up above. And I believe that angels breathe, and that love will live on and never leave. Fly me up to where you are, beyond the distant star.
Okay, we have said that Jesus has established a new covenant, a new relationship between God and man. And we said the heart of this relationship has to be gratitude. Gratitude includes the other two motivations. That's right. That's good. And we have described gratitude. It is the purest expression of love. It is the specific response to God's initiative. It is a duty. It is an act of justice. It is translated into works of love. It is a motivation in all we do. It saves our souls from our pride, from our selfishness, and it gives you another perspective of your own life. It is a medicine. It is a charism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
In this context, the Holy Spirit has decided to give a new charism, which is gratitude.
Yeah,
it was already there, because nothing is new. Nothing is new. It's being highlighted now due to the context in which we are living now, and that it is affecting Catholics, and that is leading us to a crisis of faith because of pride. We must announce God's love to others in order to get them back. Your motivation has to be, thank you. Thank you. I don't deserve your love. I must love you, and I want to show my love through my works. These are like the notes, general notes of the concept of gratitude.
Sure.
Very important. It is a response. It is not the essential thing in Catholicism, because the essential thing or person is Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Right? But my response to God's initiative, to God's salvation, to Christ, for his incarnation and everything he has done for me, my response has to be a novelty too. Jesus Christ was a novelty himself. My response has to be a novelty too.
Mm-hmm.
And the novelty is love. Mm. Because love is paid with love. Then, as I said, this shapes our behavior.
Mm.
This shapes our behavior. I want to aspire to the maximum. I don't want to content by fulfilling a minimum. I want to give more and more because God deserves it. This gratitude, therefore, has an ethical aspect. It impels us to aspire to the maximum. And this is what Jesus is teaching us every day. If you don't want to be condemned, don't call fool to your brother either. Jesus is always pointing out the maximum. I want you to love as I did. Okay. It shapes our relationship with God. It shapes our behavior. Now it shapes our worship. Gratitude, the response to God, shapes our worship. How do we call the Mass? Eucharist.
Yes, Thanksgiving.
And Eucharist means thanksgiving. Our worship is a thanksgiving. It is a sacrifice. Yes, and this is the basic thing. It is a sacrifice. But this sacrifice has the form of thanksgiving. Notice what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says about the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. It says, "The Eucharist, the sacrament of our salvation accomplished by Christ on the cross, is also a sacrifice of praise in thanksgiving." A sacrifice of praise in thanksgiving, the form through which we are going to give worship to God is through thanksgiving. The worship, the nucleus of our worship is the sacrifice of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing has the form of a thanksgiving. If we study the prayers that the priest constantly is saying, we're going to notice that Everything has to do with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
For one, for Jesus' passion, for Jesus' sacrifice, for his resurrection, for his wondrous, the wondrous things he has done for us.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus always thanked the Father. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, his first words were, "I give you thanks, Father."
Exactly. So, yeah, it just reinforces what we're saying.
Yeah.
It says, "It's also a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for the work of creation. In the Eucharist sacrifice, the whole of creation loved by God is presented to the Father through the death and the resurrection of Christ. Through Christ, the Church can offer the sacrifice of praise in thanksgiving for all that God has made good, beautiful, and just in creation and in humanity." Another passage of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. "The Eucharist is a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Father, a blessing by which the Church expresses her gratitude to God for all his benefits, for all that he has accomplished through creation, redemption, and sanctification. Eucharist means, first of all, thanksgiving." Then, Archbishop Chaput, he wrote in an article, he said, "Throughout Christian history, a simple and wise fact applies. Lex orandi, lex credendi. How we worship shapes what and how we believe." So, if our worship is thanksgiving, we should be a living thanksgiving. Because our thanksgiving, our worship, has to shape my behavior. I have to be another Eucharist, metaphorically speaking. I have to be a thanksgiving, a living thanksgiving. If this is the essence of my relationship with God, I should express with my actions, with my behavior, my thanksgiving. And that is why the motivation is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the motivation of gratitude, I cannot express my actions as thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to be authentic Catholic, we must be grateful. Live in a permanent, constant thanksgiving. You're grateful you're Catholic. An authentic Catholic. You're not grateful. There is missing something essential in your life. And I want to finish this program by mentioning one of the part of a prayer we always listen in Mass. The priest always opens the prayer of the preface by saying this: "It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to what?
Give you thanks.
To give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord." It is truly right. It is just, an act of justice. It's my duty to love you. It's my salvation to give you thanks.
I think we could just take that and ponder that in prayer, couldn't we? That would help us to have a more grateful heart.
Yes. At least to meditate more on about what is gratitude, right?
Yes, right. And in summation of those points that you've made. It's a great lesson.
So let's pray. Let's give thanks.
Yes.
Do you want to give thanks?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you lead the prayer. I want to give thanks through you. I'll let you lead.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this moment. Thank you for teaching us many things. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your mercy, for your forgiveness. Thank you for showing us your love in a such way. Thank you because we don't deserve it. Thank you for all you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for calling me to priesthood. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do something for you. Thank you for this instrument of evangelization. And Lord, help us to love you as you deserve to be loved. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's all we have time for today. We are so glad you joined us right here at Coatesville Connection, and we look forward to being with you again next month.